If you find it difficult to control your anger, then Michael Fisher from the British Association for Anger Management suggests you learn some coping strategies that you can call on when you feel yourself heading towards an anger meltdown.
So the first rule of anger management is to stop, think, and take a look at the big picture. And if I take time out to think about the big picture, really what you're faced with is looking at your behavior, looking at your feelings, looking at the consequences of your behavior, reflecting on how you could have done that differently, and generally spending some time trying to make sense of and trying to understand what has triggered you to the extent that it has. Second rule of anger management is it's okay to have a different opinion. I mean, often you'll find with people who are angry, they are very opinionated. They see very much in black and white, and they think in polarities and they think in dualities. The task is really to recognize that each of us have an opinion, and the opinion is valid. We have to agree to disagree. Now, opinions are based on our own model of reality. It's based on our own perception. And what you have to learn to do is that when you experience yourself in conflict with somebody else, certainly in an argument whereby they have an opinion and you have opinion, it's important for you to say to yourself, it's okay to have a different opinion. And it's important for you to say to the other person, look, that's your opinion. It's not my opinion. I have a different opinion to yours, and we just have to agree to disagree. The third rule of anger management is to listen. One of the things I'm always struck by, certainly with the people I work with, is that their listening skills are terrible. They never listen. So listening is a very, very important component to anger management. We use a very simple acronym, L-O-V-E, love. L stands for learning. So if you're not listening, you're not learning. And if you're not learning, you're not listening. So listening and learning is about really understanding what the other person is saying. O stands for being observant. A lot of communication is done through the body. At least 85% of communication is expressed through the body. So the task is to not only listen to what they're saying, but also to observe what their body posture, what their body behavior, what their body language is actually saying. V stands for verify. Verify and clarify. Ask questions. If you don't understand what the person's saying, it's important that you make sure that you get to understand what they're saying rather than to assume. And there's this wonderful saying, assumptions is making an ass out of you and me. And then what you have is you have E, and E stands for empathy. It's important when you're in an angry situation with people that you can still keep your heart open, that you don't demonize them and see them as the enemy, but actually see them as, you know, suffering from what we call the human condition, which is about being ordinary, normal, and dysfunctional. And if you can empathize with other people when you're angry, you see beyond them being the antagonist, but you actually see them as a teacher, which then you can look at anger from a slightly different perspective, which is really that there's a gift in anger. Fourth rule of anger management is to use your support network. Using support is a very important component to anger management because a lot of people who have anger problems never use support, don't know what support looks like. In fact, they frighten people away because they're too trigger happy and too unsafe to be around, and people scared to be around them. So they isolate themselves, they have no support, which once again reinforces the anger. So the idea is reaching out for support. And when you experience yourself going into meltdown, is to be able to call somebody up in your support network and use them to offload, to start to reflect on your own self-destructive behavior and your need to sabotage yourself. I can't stress having support enough, because without support, it means that you end up dumping and offloading onto other people. The fifth rule of anger management is to use your journal. And this is an interesting rule. The important thing about using your journal is that it helps you not to internalize your anger. It helps you to get your anger on the written page where you can read it and it starts to make sense to you. And you can use that in your support network. You can get them to talk about it and discuss the angry situations you got yourself into. And you can also begin the process of identifying coping strategies for the next time. So the important thing of journaling is really not to internalize your anger. And what happens with people is when they start to internalize the anger starts to grow and it grows out of proportion. And there's a lot of resistance to using a journal. I mean, it's extraordinary how people resist it. But when they start, it becomes transformative. Then we have the final rule, which is don't take anything personally. Simple one, but a very difficult one to manage. Every time you take something that somebody else says personally, you create needless suffering for yourself. Often people will say to me, but hold on a second, Michael, when somebody said what they said, it was personal. And I would say, yes, of course it's personal, because they're trying to hurt you. They're trying to undermine you in some way. But you also have the choice whether you're going to take it personally or not, because it's all about choices. So if you want to take it personally, go ahead, take it personally, but you just create needless suffering. Or if you choose not to take it personally and not make it about you, that becomes transformative. So really the task is to recognize when somebody says something to you whereby you take it personally, that's one of the ways that you actually reject yourself and abandon yourself, because you're using that information that they're sharing, but you're using it against yourself. So the task is, don't take anything personally, because it's not about you. It's about the other person projecting their fantasies, their dreams, their realities onto you.
That's Michael Fisher from the British Association for Anger Management.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.